from the Lambeau Field atrium inside the Legends Club. It's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Morgan Burnett! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry the
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. The Colts game, kind of a stinker, to be honest. Kind of a dark cloud over Lambeau Field. But in our propensity for positivity, we have found a silver lining. As a matter of fact, I have composed an ode dedicated to that silver lining. It is entitled Ode to the Silver Lining in the Dark Cloud of the Colts Game, which, for those keeping score at home, the Packers lost 31-26. The ode goes something like this. Something cool at Lambeau, but not a player or a play. We'll name the salute to service as the highlight of the day. The men and women who protect us, the people who never rest. It takes a special breed, no doubt our very best. They don't ask for recognition, they just do what they have to do. To every person who's worn a uniform, God bless and a heartfelt thank you. Veterans Day is Friday, by the way. Thank a vet. We have some special groups with us tonight, and one of them is all over the place. It is a group from all over the state, from Fuel Up to Play 60. Welcome. Good to have you. Welcome. Also with us tonight, a group of business students from UW Stevens Point. Pointers, welcome to the program. The future of our country, doesn't it make you feel good? Now, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is one half of one of the best safety tandems in the entire National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Morgan Burnett. Morgan, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. And Morgan, how long does it take you to kind of flush the previous game out of your system, good or bad?
Normally we'll come in like today. We'll watch the film, get the corrections done. Then kind of our off day, you kind of get your body back together, do the treatment you need. Then once we come back Wednesday, I mean, that game before it's flushed, it's gone. We got to get ready for our next opponent.
In that regard, I want to ask you, how was the kickoff coverage meeting today? Was that kind of interesting?
See, really, we haven't did that yet. So
we haven't coming attractions, huh?
Yeah, so we haven't got to that meeting yet, but I'm pretty sure once we get to it, we'll get things corrected and everyone will be professionals and get the job done. Well,
a more pleasant occurrence in the first quarter was your partner's, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, his pair of interceptions. And I know the way you guys are, and I've told him before, I don't look at you guys as teammates but soulmates. The way you guys are, nobody was happier for him than Morgan Burnett.
Oh, no, definitely, because it was funny because he came over to my house Friday night, and him and MJ was playing the game, and MJ had the Panthers, and Haha was playing with the Packers, and he was controlling me, so he was coming he was coming away with a couple picks, and then I said, man, I don't know how, you might grab you a few come Sunday. He was like, man, I sure hope so. And then just the time and the effort he puts into it and the stuff he do behind the scenes, man, I'm very happy for him. I'm looking for many more.
Morgan, Haha was on the program earlier this season, and I asked him about you guys not only being teammates but soulmates, and here's what Haha had to say about Morgan Burnett.
Morgan is a great guy, a mentor of mine, someone I look up to. He's a great pro. When I stepped foot in this office, he was the first person I looked up to and the first person I watched. And the way he handles himself as a man, as a player, is unbelievable.
Morgan. Morgan, that's pretty cool having an impact like that on a younger player.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The relationship me and Haha have, like he said, it goes deeper than the football field. I mean, that's like a little brother to me. And coming up, I was always the younger brother because I had an older brother. But just the connection we had, it was like as soon as I met him the first day, I felt like I'd known him for years. And just our relationship and chemistry grows just off of the field. That's why we gel so well on the field. I mean, he enjoys my kids. My kids enjoy being around Haha. Man, he's a great person, a great man, a great teammate, and you're going to see him do great things in this league for a long time.
Well, Haha had a great game going against the Colts, certainly. Pair of interceptions, a sack, just general overall play. However, at the end of the game, let's fast forward to that point, had an opportunity for a sack, didn't get home on it. And I was wondering, as a guy who's been there and done it, when you're going a mile a minute, is it really hard? Now, that's how you get there. You got to go a mile a minute. But getting that tackle and finishing the deal when you're going at warp speed, that can be a challenge, can it not?
Oh, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, that's an NFL for you. It's a game of inches. I mean, you're this close to making the play or you're this close from not making the play. So I think you got to give Andrew Luck credit as well. I mean, he had pocket awareness and to step up and just that little shoulder dip that he did. That was enough to make Haha miss. But, I mean, like you said, it's easier said than done. And then when you have fast bodies flying at you like that, man, there's a lot going on in one play.
Morgan, let's focus in on your personal game. And as a safety, a member of the secondary, I would believe job one is probably to cover the other team's receivers. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As a secondary, I mean, that's what we think first. We think pass first no matter what play it is. We always think it pass. And but whatever is asked for us on the back end, we're willing to do it.
As you cover people, I mean, there's some fantastic athletes, regardless of position, wide receiver, tight ends. What's been your philosophy as far as covering very dangerous weapons from the opponent?
I think just the mindset is just you have to practice your craft every day. Receivers, tight ends, I mean, they get faster, they get more athletic each and every year. These guys are professionals, and they're best of the best. So if you slip up on your technique, they'll make you pay for it. So I just feel as a defensive back, your feet have to be on point. So you have to practice that, whether you're off coverage, man cover, you have to practice it every day and every time you step on the practice field.
Now, defensively speaking, you guys had another good day against the run. 85 yards, 3 a carry. Frank Gore, a good runner, 3.2 a carry. And a big part of your success against the run all season long has been the play of Morgan Burnett. I mean, you're an official guy there. You got a gap, and you got to fill it, and you got to make the play, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just our defense as a whole. We hold each other accountable. So you have to be where you need to be. I mean, if one guy's taking on the double team and the gaps open up, you better make that tackle because you don't want to go to the sideline. He's all in your ear, give you an earful. So you don't want to let your teammates down. So like I said, whatever the defense asks of us, we got to be accountable towards one another and get the job done.
Now, the Colts have a quarterback by the name of Andrew Luck, who's 6'4", 240, and runs a 4.6. Now, when he pulls it down and starts to scramble, that's got to be a challenge and a half, getting him down.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely. I mean, I think people underestimate Luck's athletic ability. I mean, he's a mobile quarterback. He can move around in the pocket, and he's known for extending plays. So, I mean, when he takes off running, you have to treat him like a running back almost.
Morgan, I wanted to ask you about this because I really don't remember, but 7 years ago when you came to Green Bay, were you as physical a tackler as you are right now? I mean, when you arrive in a bad mood. Nice guy, but you arrive in a bad mood.
Definitely. I'm definitely better now than I were my rookie year. I feel as a rookie, your head's spinning. You don't really understand and know what's going on or understand the game. But I think now I got a feel for the game. I'm playing with a lot of confidence right now. I have a little savviness about my play. And I just trust in my ability, and I think that's what really helped me out throughout the years.
You know what I've... I want to show you one clip here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is 7 years. It might be my favorite Morgan Burnett play. Look at this. Morgan picks up a full-grown tight end off the ground and dumps him on his back. Morgan, I know it's ancient history to you, but I still think it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get an opportunity like that, that's a lot of fun. I knew my mom was in the crowd that day, so she gave me extra loving the day before, so I think that gave me the extra strength I needed.
Terrific. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Katie. We come down here. Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Katie. Katie, how are you?
Good.
Are you a football player in your spare time?
No.
You want to be tonight?
Sure.
Well, good, because if you can execute the football skill Morgan's about to coach you up on, you will earn Morgan Burnett's autograph. Way cool or what?
Football.
Yeah, football. Way cool? Okay, wonderful. Morgan, what are we going to learn?
I keep it simple for you, man. We're going to learn how to defeat a stiff arm block. So, you know, you ever see a ball carrier run and they stick their arm out to a defender?
Yeah.
So most of the time you see a lot of guys with their head pushed away in the air. So I'm going to show you how you defeat that. So how you do it is most guys wait till a person stiff arm, then they try to fight it off. It's too late then. So you got to kind of time it. So as soon as he punch, you slap his arm down. And once you slap his arm down, you got a full body to tackle.
I didn't know that. That's cool. So that's a key, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty neat, huh, Katie? I can tell you're excited.
So it's okay. All about it. So we're going to have Larry the ball carry.
Oh, cool.
So
that means I need the ball.
So he's going to try to stiff arm him, but as soon as you see his arm come up right here, don't wait till he get right there. As soon as you see it come up, slap it down. Go
just
for
keep,
the
well, hang on. Offside. Now, don't get confused by the magic finger now, okay? You ready, Katie?
Ready. Time, okay. Ready. Go, there you go. Slap him
well,
arm. Slap
well, him. Let's not slap it. Let's really knock it, okay?
Knock
you
it
got
off.
Confused by the magic finger. All right. One, two, three, hike. Oh, that was good. That was good. Morgan to Katie, earn your autograph.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Wonderful. And while she's getting that autograph, we have to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the one, the only, In the Huddle. Don't go away. Don't miss it, please. Three, two, one, blast off. It's time for In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
Woo! In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Morgan, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Let me set this up for just a second. Okay, folks, this guy number 42 right here. He's 6'1", according to the program. 209. Is that kind of in the general vicinity?
Oh, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. This guy right here, the Colts tight end, is 6'3", 265. Now, my question for you, Morgan, is how in the name of Buckets Goldenberg are you going to get by that guy?
See, that's when you got to kind of play what we call the game within the game. You know he has me outweighed by a lot. So I had to play a little mind game with him. I think he's thinking Julius Peppers right here is the more known for being a pass rusher. So he's looking at me as a cover guy, thinking like, oh, he's playing man-to-man cover guy. So on the snap of the ball, we hit him with a little okey-doke. And then I come off the line, so now he has that little slight hesitation he did, gave me time with my speed to get around him.
There's that little hesitation.
Yep.
Right. You know what else I thought, Morgan? Is I thought your feet didn't give an indication, because a lot of guys, they'll stagger their feet
right.
if they're
mm-hmm.
coming on the blitz, and you got that parallel stance right there. And so our good buddy right in there, all 265 pounds of him, got a little messed up, huh?
Right, right. So he didn't see it coming. That's the game within the game.
And at this point, what are you thinking?
Now I got a free shot to the quarterback, but the job's not done. As you know, Andrew Luck is known for being a mobile quarterback with good pocket presence. Now I got to finish the job and get him down on the ground for a sack.
Did you learn that tackling technique from professional wrestling? Look at this, that foot and twisted him into the, twisting him into the turnbuckle.
No, actually, my dad taught me that when I was young in Little League. He always told me, he said, when you get on bigger guys, you got one leg, just keep rolling. And I'm pretty sure nobody wants their leg to turn, so they'll go down.
Well done, Morgan Burnett. Huh? Big sack of Andrew Luck. All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Morgan from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us. All right. We are back. Thank you, Third and Short. Morgan Burnett, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Lauren.
And Lauren, what's your question?
Do you like or play any other sports except for football?
Oh, yeah, I like watching basketball, especially NBA basketball. And I enjoy playing basketball, but I might not be the best basketball player, but I get out there and play whenever I get a chance.
All right, thank you. Next up we have?
Logan.
Logan, what's your question?
I was just wondering, which NFL quarterback would you most want to get an interception off of?
Oh, whichever quarterback we play against next.
Next up we have?
Gavin.
And Gavin, what's your question?
What was your favorite movie as a kid?
I like the movie, you ever heard of The Little Giants? Yeah. Yeah. You probably don't know about that movie. You should look it up. Yeah, you look it up.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Frankie, who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, of course, it's Gavin, and he gets to salute to serve a stocking cap from the Packer Pro Shop. Did I do that right?
And who shops at the Packers Pro Shop?
The pros, of course.
All right. Thank you, Frankie. Coming up, we don't really know because we don't know how much time we have left. We'll have something, though. Stay with us. Thank you. That's all we have. Thank you, Third Short. One more time with Morgan Burnett, and Morgan as one of the team's true leaders. What do you think? You're 4-4 right now. What do you think's got to happen second half of the season to be the team you guys feel you can be?
I really just believe we just take it one week at a time, not try to look too far ahead, not try to worry about what's going on outside of our locker room or what other teams are doing. Just focus on this week coming up, try to go 1-0 throughout the week. And as long as you're winning, I mean, everything else will take care of itself. But don't get too far ahead. Don't get too high with the highs or too low with the low. Everyone keep an even keel mindset and we'll be fine.
Morgan Burnett, a great representative of the Green Bay Packers. Morgan, thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.